When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My first guest tonight are husband and wife and the director and star of the new film, The Boss.
We gotta get on a schedule if you're gonna be here. Oh my God! Close your robe!
No, absolutely not. I'm self-tanning and my legs are still wet.
You need to wipe some of that off your face. You know it dries darker.
No, does it?
Yes.
But that's not what the bottle says. Oh, it's okay. It's coming off like a dream on your towel.
You need to clean up the bathroom. And consider staying away from self-tanner altogether. Your pelvic region is the color of curry. Namaste, Claire. Thank you. It's not a compliment.
Please welcome Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone. I gotta say, we have some lovely guests here. Not everyone gets a standing ovation out there. That's awfully nice. That's awfully nice. I think
Thank
they might
for
be.
Being the last one standing. I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's an honor. I think they might be as excited as I am because you are our first celebrity couple.
I mean.
We've never had a celebrity
and then,
couple.
And
before.
Then.
Yeah.
And we plan on divorcing at the end of the show just to. Just
yeah,
to get
yeah. Divorces and weddings, yes. Huge ratings.
Then we'll, yes.
Now,
we'll
do you have you guys, you know, Ben Falcone and Melissa McCarthy? Do you have a celebrity name together? Because it's all
ben,
like a Banner
Falcone
kind of
and
thing.
McCarthy.
Yeah, because I was suggesting. I was just thinking right before you came in. I was thinking about maybe Benlissa McCartcone.
Ooh,
that's not bad,
we
eh?
We do occasionally. Our friends do call us Falcarthy.
Falcarthy?
Yeah.
I like that.
Or McFalcons.
It's
McCartcone. Benlissa McCartcone.
That just kind of rolls off the tongue.
It does. But Kadesh, what's that on your shirt? I can see
oh, this. This, my kids made this shirt.
Yeah, so they decorated the shirt.
But they made it for
Father's Day. Yeah, for Father's Day. And
that's
I promised
nice.
Vivian that I would wear it. And Georgie threatened me.
And how old are the kids?
8 and 6.
8 and 6. Almost
oh,
9 and
that's
6.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Yeah. You guys have been together since 2005, right?
Yeah.
But you met each other in 1998. What took so long? What took
I was always like... Oh, you can put something there if you're not doing anything.
So. That's nice. That's a great pickup line.
It's very subtle.
Because I'm from 1951, and that's how it works.
So you guys met at the Groundlings. Did you write together right away? And for people who don't know, it's a famous comedy improv shop there in Los Angeles. A lot of huge names have come out of there.
We did. We started writing and performing and bombing almost right when we met.
Yeah, our first sketch was... all about, you had to pick a holiday, and so you had to create one, and the sketch was...
You had to create a new holiday?
A new holiday. So we created All Seeger's Eve, which is...
About
all Bob Seger.
It was a holiday for Bob
sure,
Seger.
Of course.
And
I believe they have those in Michigan, actually.
And I remember we were driving around in the car. We're like, this can't lose. This is amazing.
Like a rock. And Bob Seger comes down the chimney. It's so exciting.
By the way,
he
did. Like you were there. Yeah, that's
wow.
Pretty much
and at one point, I know I said, like, I was the mom in it, and I was like, you know, somehow the backstory was I always burned the ham. And I was like, but not this year. I've never made a ham at $3.50. thank you, Seeger. And it was like, it was
so
nonsense.
It was a Bob Seeger miracle that the ham didn't burn.
It was a Bob Seeger miracle after
and
miracle.
The audience didn't enjoy this.
Well, we were,
we didn't,
it
get,
didn't get in the show.
So we'll never know, we'll
we
never know.
We were told to rewrite it, and when we rewrote it, we said, okay, great, they're missing the boat, so we rewrote it, the same sketch, but we were Scottish.
For the rewrite, when someone said, this doesn't make any sense, which we're like, they don't know what they're talking about. We've been writing for 14 minutes. We know what we're doing. So we brought back the exact same sketch and just
it's
changed
like,
how we said it.
Seagull's Eve or whatever.
Like, you know, I've this. Never been to have a 350. Seagull, like, and they were just like, get off the stage. It's, you made it so much worse.
The movie, The Boss, is based on a character that you did at the Groundlings
yeah.
as well, right?
Yeah, like Michelle 15, Darnell? 16 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I kicked in the door to, what was it? Not Vail.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, Welcome to the Jungle, yeah. As you do. I thought if I'm going to kick in the door, it should be to Welcome to the Jungle. And I went into the audience and I looked, I had red hair, I wore a turtleneck up to here, mm-hmm. like really, really similar to how she still looks. And I did the seminar on how to make money.
Because she's the richest woman in the world.
She was, I think, she's the 47th wealthiest woman.
Okay. Richest woman
important.
In America, exactly, yeah.
It's now, all real
Ben,
to
you
me.
Directed this.
Yes.
Okay, is it hard at the end of the day that you can't get away from each other? You can't say, you can't believe, because you can't, like, go home to your wife and go, you can't believe what a bitch my diva is. You can't say that. like or maybe you can. Maybe you've got such a close relationship that you can.
If that ever did occur, I think I could.
That would be kind of great.
But no, it's we have a blast and the family's all together. So we go home and we talk about the same stuff we've been talking about for 16 years. It's not like we're like, let's get out the spreadsheets. We're like, you know, what can we do tomorrow?
It's like, hey, do you think Kristen Bell will let me take her bra straps and shake them? Like
that's. And I hope that's your line.
Who did come up with that?
I don't remember.
Does she let you take her bra straps and shake them?
The answer is yes.
That sounds like a good movie.
And right before we actually did the scene, right after Ben fed us bananas, because he thought we might be a little low ebb and our sugar mm-hmm. was down, he came in, fed us both bananas like we were two monkeys. And then said, let's get at them. And then Kristen said, what did she say?
She, we're gonna I think do Kristen's it? Quote was, if we're going to do this, let's really bang around on these things.
Well, she's a pro.
She's a pro.
That's business talk in the world of show.
Well, I'd like to hear more about banging her bananas. We got to take a commercial break.
Coming up, Melissa McCarthy's community calendar.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
There's been so much huge world news breaking lately. North Korean talks, Iran nukes, that new Childish Gambino song. What can't that man do? I hope that guitar player's okay. But it means we really take time to talk about what's going on in the smaller cities across America, which is why I love Community Calendar, a segment we do on the show where I sit down with my guests and highlight real events that are actually happening in their hometowns.
Did somebody say hometown?
What? Holy cow! what if it isn't? Melissa McCarthy, star of Life of the Party, in theaters now.
What?
In fact, Melissa, yes, I did say the words hometowns.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I have a hometown, and it's Plainfield, Illinois. True fact.
Well, what a coincidence, because it just so happens that it's time for Plainfield, Illinois' community calendar.
Whoa, what?
Welcome to Community Calendar, your source for what's happening in and around Plainfield, Illinois, and the greater Will County area. Joining me is native Plainfieldian Melissa McCarthy.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks so much. And you know what we say in Will County? You will love it here. It's
so true, so true. Now, let's get to some actual events going on in and around Plainfield. The weekend of May 19th, head over to Naperville's Naper Settlement for Civil War Days. Guests can experience firsthand a turbulent time period in our nation's history. Also, there will be a Civil War reenactment.
And Civil War Days will have plenty of fun shopping, like local forests, the Weed Ladies, who will be selling spring silk and dried florals. Yes, the Weed Ladies, selling dried florals, if you know what I mean. And if you do, tell them, because clearly they do not. On June 20th, travel to various businesses downtown and sample wines during the Whisk Wine Walk.
Well, Melissa, have you ever done the wine walk?
I do love a wine walk, and I mix them in my mouth, and I make rosé.
That's wonderful. June 27th, the Plainfield Area Chamber of Commerce presents their third annual World Champion Olympics, featuring events such as the half-mile run, push-ups, medicine ball toss, and the main event, dodging a copyright lawsuit from the International Olympic Committee.
Tonight, the Naper Settlement Museum is hosting its Victorian Spa Overnight, where guests try different methods that ladies used in the 1800s to bring out their natural beauty. So come on, slap on a leech, chug some mercury, and faint your way to glamour.
Then, stick around tomorrow for their workshop, Victorian Memory and Mourning, a look back at how Americans have traditionally handled death, mourning, and memorialization. It's fun for the whole family, if you're a whole family of goth teens.
Now get ready for some exciting new Plainfield businesses. On May 15th, it's the ribbon cutting for Slim Chicken's restaurant.
Then on May 17th, it's the ribbon cutting for Bar 3 of North Plainfield.
After that, May 22nd is the ribbon cutting for Title Max of Plainfield.
And up next, June 7th is the ribbon cutting for Tailwinds Distilling Company.
And look out, because June 21st, it's the ribbon cutting for JC Realty Group.
Which will hopefully be followed by the ribbon cutting for Plainfield's desperately needed ribbon and giant scissor factory.
On the following morning of June 13th, come on down to Village Hall to have coffee with the mayor. Hopefully it will go smoother than last month's tequila shots with the sanitation department, because I'll tell you what, that was a real mess. That was a real mess.
Sure was. It sure was. On Friday, June 22nd, it's an outdoor movie in Settlers Park. They'll be showing The Lion King. So settle your kids in Settlers Park, then leave them there and go see Life of the Party in theaters now.
Now, critics are calling it the Lion King of movies, where I play a mom who goes back to college and there are absolutely no lions.
Well, Hakuna Matata.
Oh, no, I'm not Jewish.
Well, that does it for Plainfield, Illinois' community calendar.
And as we like to say in Plainfield, aren't the plains and the fields basically the same thing?
Life of the Party is in theaters now. Melissa McCarthy, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.